Today's episode is brought to you by Spotlight Branding, providing content marketing to legal and financial firms that actually works. If you're frustrated with your marketing efforts and are tired of dealing with SEO companies that don't get results, focus your strategy on creating educational and informative content that drives referrals and sends the right kinds of clients to your doorstep. The experts at Spotlight Branding have been helping lawyers and finance pros all over the country for more than 10 years by providing blogs, videos, email newsletters, social media, and more that keep you top of mind. Visit spotlightbranding.com/pod to learn more. That's spotlightbranding.com/POD.
Welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute, your source of internet marketing inspiration.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute. I'm your host, John Henson, and today kind of wanted to continue a thought that almost stumbled upon, really, in yesterday's episode around SEO rankings, how to get on the first page of a Google search, especially if you are a solo or a small firm that doesn't have a really big marketing budget that can compete with the larger firms. And if you didn't catch yesterday's episode, basically I was going through real time doing a Google search and showing the kind of results that appear on page one of a Google search. And typically out of 10 results, anywhere 4, 5, or 6 of them were lawyers, not all 10. The other ones were directories. And so, look, I'm not saying that it's going to increase your visibility, help you get more, because I imagine some of these websites, I imagine all of these directories have some sort of ongoing service that you can pay for that ensures something, maybe visibility of some sort, whatever the case is. But it probably comes at a fraction of the cost of what it would take to be on page one of a Google search, right? And so, look, those directories on page one are still going to get plenty of hits. People are going to go through and get additional results from those. So you're upping your chances if this is the route that you want to take. I still personally don't think it's something you have to do. But if you want to make your life easier, you still want to compete on Google, this is an easy way to do it. It's much more cost effective. So, again, I have the same searches that I pulled up yesterday in yesterday's episode. Justia was the number one, that came up in a lot of them. Super Lawyers also showed up quite well. Yelp came up often, but I think the one difference with Yelp is that is solely about how many reviews you have. So entirely different game that needs to be played there. Yelp is going to aggregate their rankings just based on the number of reviews and the average of, the how many stars you have, right? The other one, obviously, Avvo. Avvo is going to be up there a lot. Avvo, not as prominent of a player in the legal industry as it used to be before, prior to when it got sold, but still pretty important, still get a lot of traffic. Have it, you've got your listing on there, maintain it, claim it, do whatever you need to do to just be visible there. Find Law also tends to show up quite a bit. Looking through here, I've got all these searches pulled up. I also did a couple more, and it looks like it's going to be the same ones. Yeah, Justia, Super Lawyers, and Find Law. So like if you're going to do three, those three are good starts for you, right? So, again, all of these directories, maybe not FindLaw, but I know Avvo works this way. I imagine Justia works very similar. You have a listing on there, whether you want it or not, by way of just being licensed, right? Those directories have access to that information, and they just set up those profiles for you. So it's already there. You just need to go claim it, make sure that it's filled out and accurate to be the most real-time accurate representation of your firm as it can be. And look into seeing what they may offer in terms of increasing that visibility, or what rules you have to play by, or what things you have to do, actions you need to take in order to, you know, run yourself up that directory. I imagine it is much more cost effective than trying to spend thousands of dollars to maintain a presence on page one, especially in these larger markets. But it's an easy hack, an easy way to hack the SEO game. Get yourself on or near page one, albeit through a directory. Again, you know, this is not obviously our area of expertise. It's not something that we help people out with, but it is, you know, something that is relatively easy to do. Especially, it's something that's easily delegated, right? Doesn't even have to be to a marketing person. You can have an office admin go through that process. They should know enough about your firm to update it and get all of that done. And then they could do some research on maybe some extra things that you can do to increase that visibility. So if that's something that you have not done with your firm, I highly recommend doing it, just for, if even if you have no interest in increasing visibility on Google rankings, do it just so you can control your firm's narrative on that directory, because, you know, otherwise people might land there, see it blank, move on somewhere else. Maybe that's not a big deal to you. It's not how you want to find clients, whatever it is. It's still, you know, an appearance thing, right? And so perception is a little bit of the reality there. But if that's something you're interested in, highly recommend you take some action on that and go for that as well. So quick little tip there. Obviously, again, my position on Google still hasn't changed. I don't think you need it as part of your marketing strategy, but if you want to explore it, if you want to go that route, this is an easy way to do it and avoid having to pay thousands of dollars a month to try to get on that page one. So hope that was helpful as always. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for joining us. Please visit lawfirmmarketingminute.com for more information. We'll see you next time.